Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello, all you fucking idiots, and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com and all the other places you can find out in the, I don't know, summary of the episode at boygob.com. So if you're listening on boygob.com and you want to watch this shit fucking live, look at the summary of the episode and you'll find out how to. Joe, why don't you go fuck yourself, you fucking four-eyed fuck.
Stupid son of a bitch. I am trying to share this fucking thing so other people can watch it.
Will they?
No, probably not, but fuck them.
Why, because they're pieces of fucking shit?
Let's see.
Is that why?
Give it a watch.
I look like I just fucking crawled out of a dumpster.
Or like some hillbilly fuck motherfucker. Yourself.
But I have been flipping logs all day. Yeah, I can't find any. My shit ain't loading for the video, dog. I just so keep
Tom, you've been flipping logs all day, huh?
For the past four fucking days. Is that
code for like... juggling cocks, or what does that mean exactly?
That means we had 2 40 to 50 foot trees cut down. Some of your guys came over and they
workers
Stumpa.
Yeah, because it's not white people, because they need to work to do shit like that. White people, we want to be like, oh, we'll get on the computer and get that taken care of, sir.
You should have seen me. I was fucking flipping these motherfuckers up there like we were doing trapeze acts and shit. It was, my arms hurt, but pretty much those two trees are fucking all burnt up and shit. I was just putting on fucking gloves and I'll just like, I am hell, you fuck. And I was just lifting up these flaming logs and stacking them on top of each other.
So, yeah, I'm back here in the room to answer a question that came in the discussion, because Lisa has company. She has a friend over. And
Oh, snap.
Her friends don't want to listen to this podcast or anything or whatever it is that we talk about.
Oh, snap. I can't share it.
That's Tom's favorite. Well, when we release the album later this year.
Coming soon.
That is one of the first tracks. Oh, snap.
You guys, in parentheses, it's called
Hated It. You guys think that you listen to some hardcore stuff now. Just wait. You don't know. You don't even know.
They don't just not know, Joe. They don't fucking know.
They doesn't know, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, I'm not going to get into how my week was because it was very...
Let me tell you, Tom, today I had a very interesting... Like, I've had this neighbor. He's an older man. He's pretty old. And he hasn't been to the shop but twice since the pandemic started. And what this dude does is he makes wine. And his wine...
in his bathtub.
He makes like a honey wine. He's an old white dude. And today he just came in, you know? Like, I hadn't seen him in a long time. I was glad to see that he was alive. No, you know, seriously. It's like, fuck yeah, man. Pandemic didn't get you. All right, man. So what are you doing? Hey, you want to come over here next door? And you know, so I went over and he's like looking around. I said, what do you want? It's like, what do you mean? Take whatever you want. Fuck all this. Huh? So yeah, I'm done. It's like, I'm not doing this anymore. And you know, blah, blah, blah. He gave me a key to the shop. He's like, take whatever you want. And like, I'm pointing shit out to him. No, dude, like, you can sell this. This is worth a lot of money. This is...
Ah, fuck. Joe ate a dick because he's in the COVID cave. Damn it to hell. Joe.
Oh, there.
You fuck. There we are. He's out. We heard him. He's back, hopefully.
Okay, yeah. So, like, this guy is just...
So you robbed me. This guy?
No, he's telling me, do you want this? Do you want this? It's like...
You I'm kept telling pointing him, no, at his this. Asshole?
I told him, like, calm down, take a couple of weeks, like, and then call me back. And because you don't want to...
Go fuck yourself, Mike.
Like, this dude has money. He's got a lot of money, but this was his passion. You know, this making wine was the thing that he fucking loved doing. And you can tell, like, he's real upset that he doesn't want to do it or can't do it anymore.
Why?
You
know? Why can't he do it?
Well, first of all, he's too old. And just the pandemic, this whole shit fucked him over. You know, he wasn't able to come in and do shit. He wasn't able to go out and talk to people. You know, he sold a lot of shit at, like we do, like at conventions. He sold this wine at, like Ren fairs
or illegally without a liquor license or anything.
No, he does. He has all that shit. Like
he went through all that trouble and now he's just like, forget about it. You ain't going to taste my feet no more.
Yeah, he's just Paczynski, you know, now he's, you know, really upset.
But I'm a dog.
But like, it was a sad thing for me to see him like this, you know, just like fucking giving up. But like,
so you pulled out your pistol and shot him in the fucking
head. We're all going to get to that point. You know, it's just like, yeah, all us.
I mean, if we're lucky, we won't.
I don't know.
I mean, you got like 6 months. You old fuck.
Yeah, and you're still just making that mask for that band. But when they break up, it's like, you're fucked, dude. You know?
Hey, listen, Joe.
All bands.
Zooligan for life. Okay,
that's
you
true.
Remember that.
That's true, Tom.
Yeah,
that's
true. So you watch your fucking cocksucker.
Hey, fuck
okay?
you.
Fuck no.
Me. No. You dummy out there.
So what did you watch?
I watched Antlers.
Oh shit! I watched this fucking months ago in the
you
theater.
You did in the theater with your movie pass.
And they had a sign that said, hey, this is one of those movies that could give you a seizure.
Did they? Yeah, okay, so this movie is about, like, Appalachian towns that have got all fucked up by meth. And I don't know. What the fuck happened here? Like, some dad, like, was dealing meth in mines, but there's an Indian fucking cursed animal in there that bites him or something. So he has this curse to where he's hungry all the time. He's just got to eat. And
what's he hungry like, Joe?
It's like,
okay, never mind. I was hoping you'd say the wolf.
Yeah. So, like, his youngest, not youngest, second youngest son has to lock him up in the attic and still go to school and then bring him, like, whatever, you know, roadkill, shit like that. And, yeah, it turns out this one teacher, like, finds out, like, hey, this kid's kind of fucked up. Let me go check on him. You know, so she does. And it's like, oh, fuck, he's possessed by the Wendigo. And
snick, snick.
Yeah, the Wendigo, like, sticks his antlers and whoever comes around and fucks with him. And it's not good. Not a good movie, man.
I mean, I thought it was okay.
Of course you did, Tom.
No, no, listen.
No, you listen. Idiot.
Okay, fuck. What's up?
It's not a good movie.
No, it's not. Like when the fucking monster turned around wearing the dad's face, I was just like, all right, I'm done. This sucks.
Yeah.
That was... Like, I get it. It was just like, but anyway, I'm still your papa. But
you're right. I mean, you paid to see it, so you have a different view on it. So let me hear your view.
I already told you. Go back
to your money, man. You fucking throwing money around. Like, yeah, I'll go see this bullshit.
Yeah, Lori and I will go out to the theater for the first time in
18 months. I'm going to buy two tickets. Not just one. Fuck it. I got money to spare.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure it was the matinee. Just being real with you, dog. All right. Mean, Jeffrey Plemons or Jeremy fucking Lemons, whatever his name is. From
Texas, there's one guy that every time I fucking post about a movie, oh yeah, he's from Dallas. Who gives a fuck?
No one except that dude.
But that dude works a lot, and he's nominated for an Academy Award for a movie that sucked.
And like the last time we talked about him, it was just like, he's good in everything he's in, but I can't really say that I liked anything he was in.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, good for him for, you know, fucking chicken shit and chicken salad and what have you. But, yeah, I guess. I mean, they were hyping this up for a while. They were using Gorilla Mode's name hard.
Yeah, but I think they were hyping shit up like at that point because they wanted people to get back in the movies, and you had to be a big fucking sap to get back into the... Well, I mean, you went, Tom, so... But, yeah, I mean, you had movie pass and all that. Oh, we'll get coming to that. Back. We'll get to that on our things.
It's coming back, baby. Fucking idiot. Oh, so it's me now.
Yeah.
What did I watch? Speaking of Tejas, Joe, there's a movie called The Lamp. It's also called The Outing. Have you ever seen it?
I have, and I believe it was filmed in like a museum in Houston?
No, Screwston. Screwston, Tejas.
Okay.
And also Galveston Bay, where, what's his nuts? Man, I wish I could remember his fucking name. But, I know you hate this movie, but if you guys have never seen the fake making of Tropic Thunder, Kurt Lazarus... Like Kurt Lazarus's character that he plays, he gives a whole backstory where he's from Galveston and shit. It's fucking great. Tropic Thunder, such a great movie. I can't wait till we both watch it next week.
Shit sucks.
No, it's good. It's good. I forgot what I was saying, but The Lamp is okay. It has some okay stuff in it. The what's it nuts. I'm just going to go through this quick. Hey, everybody. Target had their buy two, get one sale. So I picked up The Lamp, Nightmare Weekend, which sucks. It's fucking weird and doesn't make a lot of sense. Don't watch it because it's really not worth it. And Don't Panic, which is fucking overrated, is shit fucking big time. So skip out on that motherfucker too.
Fuck yeah, Galindo Jr. Bad motherfucker.
And I mean, I know you're an ET fan, but that's besides the point.
You just hate Mexicans.
No, I don't. I just don't like you, sir.
You do hate Mexicans and women.
Hey, no.
Hey.
It's the Puerto Ricans I'm not fond of.
Oh, those
fucking, that's more of the Spaniards, because they think, oh, I'm gonna speak more high class than you.
Right, yeah.
And I think, how dare you? People are people. I
agree with that. Finally, finally a white person that understands.
But no, Nightmare Weekend sucks a fuck. Don't watch it.
Hey, wait a minute, go back to the lamp, you fuck.
No, I will. Don't Panic is pretty overrated. And the lamp has some okay stuff in it. I seen this one years and years ago off of VHS rip, and it was just so fucking dark and so not great looking. Vinegar Syndrome or whoever the fuck restored this.
It's Vinegar Syndrome.
Did a good job. That, no, I mean, somebody else might have, though.
No, but I have a DVD of it, but as its other name.
The Outing.
The Outing, yeah. I have that DVD.
I mean, it's okay. It could have been fucking awesome, but it's not. But out of the three, I would definitely say check this one out, because out of the three, this is the only one I'm keeping. So head on down to Texas Frightmare Weekend, and I'll have my box of fuck out there for you to buy. But it was all right. It just could have been better. Honestly, go watch Wishmaster instead if you want a killer genie movie.
I wish he'd go fuck himself.
Oh, that's the second one.
Yeah, the best one. We'll get to that.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
I already went through all those when I got that Vestron collection. Sorry, dog. So, hey, what'd you watch?
So, Tom, I watched a movie that people have been telling me, oh, if you're a horror fan, if you're, you know, if you're a intellectual horror fan, you need to watch The Reflecting Skin.
The Reflecting Skin.
Yes.
Fish.
Right. Fish have reflecting skin. Whatever. So this is a movie that you would think maybe it's Australian. I don't know. It looks Australian. It looks...
I would think it was Atlantean.
Maybe. I don't fucking know. Because
of the fish.
It's about a kid. Who's a real
a baby piece goat?
Of shit. He's a superb piece of shit. Like, he, like, you don't like him. Like, hey, you want bad shit to happen to this kid. And, like, it turns out his dad was some kind of gay. Because you could say that. I mean, the thing is, there's a kid that gets killed in the movie. And they find him in their watershed or whatever, their little
was
fucking
he fucked in the ass to death. Why did yes, you say
no,
it like that?
No, but wait. Okay. So yes, there's a gang of pedophiles roaming around, you know, fucking and killing kids.
What?
And
the dad, what are you watching?
The dad had like some kind of like romantic kind of thing with a 17-year-old or something.
What are you watching?
So the dad is blamed for it, and he sets himself on fire and like, fuck this. You know, I'm so crazy. I fuck this. And the kid, like, his brother comes home from the war, hooks up with
what
the local
war?
Spinster, and World War II, maybe? And the kid, like, oh no, the shit chick that my brother is hooking up with is a vampire. And like,
well,
I need
at least to... it's not a man because.
So
otherwise...
this isn't even a horror movie. This is just like some fucking kind of weird ass bullshit, and it's not good. It looks good, you know. It's shot really well
because it has all those men having sex.
Yeah, it's stupid shit. It's like, you know, the people that say, "Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so profound." No, it's not. You're fucking, you know.
You're fucked in the head.
Yeah, this is like, oh, this is a Criterion level. And maybe it is a Criterion movie. I don't fucking know. But
yes,
god
you
damn.
Do. You this know, is... I always get tagged when they have a sale because you tag me. So
yeah,
you know.
You love their movies, Tom.
You know, Joe. would recommend your fucking weird pedophile movie that you loved.
You know what? If you like this fucking bullshit, you know, this Criterion kind of bullshit, then yes, if you think you're fucking smarter than me, yeah, I recommend this, you fucks. But you're not. You're not smarter than me. You're fucking dumb.
He's talking to you, Jake. Fight him.
This is fucking really good cinema. Fuck you, you sons of bitches. Tom, what'd you watch?
No, I'll have to look at my list, Joe. What? Because I fucking, you know, banged all those three out at once. I watched The Exorcist Beginning. Dudes. Have you seen it?
What?
Have you seen The Exorcist Beginning, you fuck?
I think I have, but isn't that a movie that's the same movie as another movie?
It is. I'll fucking talk about that one next week, maybe.
Okay.
This wasn't fucking good. It had some fucking shockingly bad CGI in it. Like, they had a scene where fucking wolves or hyenas or something ripped apart a little kid. Holy shit. Those hyenas. Boy, let me tell you what.
Yeah, and they, you were thinking, man, good. I could have done all kinds of different things to that kid.
Like what?
I don't know. Whatever you think, Tom.
Probably took a little puppet head of the wolf or whatever instead of just all CGI and had some chunks of flesh and went, and got some close-up shots, something to put in that CGI mess, but no puppet heads or anymore. Paw. Maybe even a paw just going and scraping something. But they didn't have shit because they're fucked. Not good. Go watch The Exorcist 3. That's a good one.
That's the only
one. If you're scared of medical shit, then watch the first Exorcist movie. But other than that, what'd you watch, you fuck? I watched Skin Deep. We talked about that fucking weeks ago. You go watch it, you fuck. I already said I don't like Puerto Ricans, and then you show up? Jesus Christ.
Look, dude, now you're fucking crossing the line. Calling me a Puerto Rican. Fuck you, you Sicilian bastard.
You fucking empanada-loving fuck.
Yeah, fuck you.
San Gennaro and what have you. Sausages. Smell the peppers. What'd you watch?
Dave Made a Maze.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, Tom, sure you like Calvin and Hobbes, right?
You're not really. Fan. I like what? The fucking... I think we even used this as a picture of an episode. I like fucking Calvin pissing on things. I think that was the best thing to come out of Calvin and Hobbes.
I like Calvin and Hobbes a lot. And I didn't... You know, when I was watching this, it didn't register until the end when the credits rolled. Oh, that's Bill Watterson? But I was like, is that Bill Watterson? Yeah, it is. This movie has a good concept, but it doesn't. A short film.
It has a good concept, like you have a good beard.
This is a movie that about a guy that makes... a maze out of cardboard, and it becomes a tesseract or whatever the fuck you want to call it, to where it's like when you crawl inside it, it's big. It's like you entered another dimension. It's a like
your asshole.
Yeah. So it's okay for a while, but then it just gets old and it gets stupid. And I didn't like it after a while, you know, it's just dumb. It's just like, man, this is like, it's like Tom's Friends bullshit, you know? I don't know. Not good.
When you say Tom's Friends bullshit, what do you mean?
Like something your friends would make.
What friends?
You don't have any, you fuck. Ha!
Who are you talking about? Don't worry, Joe. They're not watching.
Because you don't have any.
No, I don't. I know. Hey, you don't have to tell me I'm a fucking miserable idiot.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, I live my life. I'm well aware.
Did anybody go over there and help you throw some fucking logs on the fire? No.
No, because I'm a fucking man, Joe.
You know what, Tom? If I was living
close to you. I'll give you this.
If I was living close to you, I would have said, hey, bro, if I wasn't busy, I'd go help you, bro.
But, and I would be like, Joe, I don't think you could handle man's work. No, I mean, these were heavy fucking things. And if I didn't fucking, like, you know, fill stone up with liquid every day and flip them over, probably wouldn't been able to do it. But since I've been doing that for years and years and years, I was like, oh, yeah, whoof. Whatever. I mean, I enjoyed it. I'll be honest with you.
Anyway, what else did you
want?
No,
I mean, it was just nice being able to like flip the logs and to get the fire and keep it going.
It was nice to flip the logs.
It was like I was accomplishing something and doing stuff. I mean,
you didn't, just like your regular job, you didn't.
No, I mean, I did.
So what'd you do? What else did you watch, Tom?
Joe, I watched 30 minutes of a movie called Untangled.
What?
It was a movie about the worn skin virus. I don't know why they picked that name, but it was like a play on Corona, and fucking this dude's side chick shows up at the house like, hey, I'm pregnant. And when she shows up, something on the news says, stay inside, motherfuckers. The worn skin virus is here. We'll deliver you food and water. If you leave the house, we're going to shoot you in the head, you fuck. And it was just so lame. It was like some lame Tyler Perry shit without the jokes. And I was fucking...
Wait, well, your girl Tyler Perry has a lot of movies coming out soon.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He died last year, you fuck. Rest in empowerment. Rest in empowerment. Would not recommend, of course, because I only watched 30 minutes and tapped out. So fuck that shit. It's probably not even going to make the fucking worst of the year list since I didn't finish it and it was just whatever. Like these movies, I fucking hate them. That these fucking idiot people, they just shoot in a fucking less than a week. Oh, look at this movie I made. We made it in 3 days. Oh, yeah, that's an accomplishment. It shows that you fucking made it in 3 days. I mean, really, we talked about it before, but that's one of the reasons I don't want to make shit anymore because all this fucking streaming shit is just movies made in a couple days. They all fucking suck dick. And why spend money to make these fucking movies if you're not going to make anything
for them? If y'all think Tom should make another movie, send him a message. Say, Tom, make another movie.
No, if you want me to make a fucking movie, you gather up some fucking money. And then we'll do it. Like, if somebody throws me some money and says, hey, I want you to make this, I'll be like, do I have to spend my money? They'll say no, and I'll say, okay, I'm in.
Well, shit, Tom, like I know people, and I know you don't want to do this, and I'm always opposed to this, too.
What, having sex with women?
That do the fucking, what is it?
The 24-hour film race?
No, what's that shit where they ask people for money?
Oh, the GoFundMe Kickstarter?
Yeah, the GoFundMe. There's plenty of people that...
That's kind of what it is now. And
right, but... I know that you think that's bullshit, and I think that's bullshit, but that seems to be the only way to make a fucking movie, right?
But still, it's garbage movies.
Yeah, but that's what
have you ever seen one of these Indiegogo things?
No, I know.
You've seen the movie.
I know, but they know that if it's going to be from you, they know it's going to be a garbage movie ahead of time.
I mean, you say that, but I feel like I put a couple things in there that at least, again, you don't watch the same level as garbage movies that I watch. Some of these don't even spend money on fucking blood tubing or anything. So that's where I'm coming from. At least I gave you goofy shit to fucking look at.
So, I mean, you have enough of a following. So if I give you at least an outline for Tex-Mex Massacre.
Joe, we got fucking six motherfuckers watching.
All right. Whatever. What else did you watch, Tom? Because that's all I watched.
Joe. You hear that?
No, Tom. Let's wait for that.
Why?
I do hear that. I hear some web spinning.
I think it's thwip, thwip, thwip. Thwip, thwip, thwip. Like my hat.
Yeah. So, again, Stan Lee's not in the picture. And, whoa, shit. As we talked about last time, hey, maybe the fucking Daily Bugle is in like some dire straits because television, Tom.
Oh no.
Is fucking up the sales circulation for the Daily Bugle. Help me out here, man. Talk about it.
So I read this one at the beginning of the week, I think. Is this the Savage Land episode where yes. Gwen Stacy's in a bikini?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roy
Thomas says, is a pervert.
Yes, he is. Let's bring this bitch in and put her in a bikini.
I hate Savage Land shit. Next week's going to be even worse because Craven shows up.
Okay, so because
I just did. I fucking hate the Savage Land.
Peter Parker, J. Jonah Jameson decides, hey, we're losing so much money to TV, we have to go and chase a story. So there's a story about a big fucking monster.
Okay, I remember what I was going to say about this shit, Joe. They ripped off King Kong, and that's all the fuck this is.
This is King Kong. Okay. This is the fucking King Kong story. So they decide, hey, we're going to go to the Savage Land, and like that's going to increase our circulation.
What is it, Grog? Is that God?
And we're going to take Gwen Stacy and put her in a bikini, you know, because we're perverts. And they do that. You know, and then Grog comes out, and then Spider-Man's like swings around and tries to fuck with Grog, but at the end of this issue, he lands in quicksand.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Joe. Derek, who the fuck are you talking to? Are you talking to people in the chat or Joe and I? Because if you're talking to Joe and I, then your question will be answered at the end of the fucking show.
Yeah,
so
fuck
stick
off,
around.
Derek. We'll get to that.
And if you're talking to the people in the chat, you should say, all right, well, fuck everybody in the chat for not answering me then, you pickled dick fucks. Joe, continue.
So, yeah. Quicksand, which was the fucking major trap. So, as a side note, I want to talk to you. If you are reading or following along with us, which
no one I'm sure is,
but at this time, like their covers, they did this rectangular like insert cover for all their books. Like they made all their book covers look the same, and this is like a low point in Marvel. Like all their stories are shit, and if you get one of these covers that has this rectangular fucking insert and the cover looks like that, they suck. It was a fucking weird fucking time for Marvel. Stan Lee was on his way out, and when he got out, then it got better. Like Marvel got much, much better. But right now, at this point that we're reviewing, Marvel sucks a dick. It fucking sucks.
Chad is full of a bunch of pieces of shit. I agree. Dude, what can I say? I fucking hate the Savage Land. I was shocked fucking Gog or whatever his name showed up because I thought that was just some weird monster Fantastic Four guy. And fucking putting What's Her Nuts in a bikini was just a very odd choice. As we'll come to see, they make very odd choices with Gwen Stacy.
They do.
But I mean, at least next week we got fucking old fucking laser nips to look forward to. So at least right. We got that shit.
Little booty boy.
Well, I don't know about that shit, but.
But anyway, Tom, this is like I'm trying. Oh shit, what's that noise?
I hear it. Was that a camera or was that somebody opening the lid of a grill?
It is some noise I've never heard before, Tom. Well, maybe I have heard it like 6 times before. 7 times before, maybe.
8. Might be 9 now.
Who you fucking knows?
So, Joe, you want to talk about the new Friday the 13th movie?
New Friday the 13th movie.
Learn to speak.
Just premiered on Netflix. And Tom has eaten for this one because Tom's a mark fucking the franchise.
I don't know if you can see it, like, but see there's there. A leather face tattoo somewhere.
So fuck yeah. So he was waiting for this and
dude, I knew it was gonna suck a dick, but I was excited. I wanted to watch it as soon as it drops. But I was like, Lori loves fucking Leatherface and shit. The first one.
Does she?
The first one. And then
who doesn't?
I'm just like, she's gonna want to see this, so I'm just gonna wait for her. And the whole day I was like, I wanna watch this. I knew it was gonna fucking be silly fucking shit, but in this one, Leatherface.
Give us the plot, Tom. Give us the plot of this movie.
In this one, Leatherface is played by Jason Voorhees, and after the first movie, he runs away. So Gunnar Hansen was 20-something when they shot the first. When they shot the first.
Okay, look, Bond. Tom. Let's say in the first movie, because
the motherfucker wasn't a kid. He shouldn't have been in an orphanage.
Attention. Like for years. So like we had kids that were big as fuck. So let's say he was 16.
No, he wasn't though.
But that would still make him what?
No, I understand.
65, 66, right?
I mean, when I did the math, I said, okay, let's just think he's 18. And I got like 68 or something around there. One, if you're at 68, you're not fucking getting up from those bullets and going behind buildings like, well,
Tom, I don't think anybody can get up from fucking buckshot like that. You know?
Yeah. Man, like, I don't know. If you watch these movies, you know, even though you don't like the second movie, it had the family dynamic, and that's kind of the fucking point. Leatherface isn't Jason. He's a guy that doesn't want to get a fucking boot up his asshole if he doesn't do what his crazy family says.
See, you fucks that are listening, like me and Tom, like we have a lot of differentiations, but this movie is a fucking Jason movie. It's a Michael Myers movie.
I mean, it's a Michael Myers movie in the sense of the last Michael Myers movie, because Michael Myers was played by Victor Crowley, and in essence, he's just Jason.
Mm-hmm.
But they fucked the pig on this one, Joe. Granted, we'll get to our ranking of the series.
As much as I didn't like it, we'll get to our rankings. I thought it was funny, you know, and dumb. You know, people like there's people out of Texas that say, oh, they bought a whole fucking Texas town. That can't happen. Yes, it can.
I mean, Joe.
It can't. Fucking... Mark Cuban just bought a fucking Texas town.
Okay, let's think of it like this. They have what? This two-block town, say? Mm-hmm. And they're going to get all their influencers or buddies, whatever, to come and open up shops. Okay. So there's no fucking like houses or anything around. It would all be striving on the businesses and people who lived in that community.
Right.
And they said, hey, that would be cool to open up a comic shop there. You son of a bitch, they're barely staying in business as it fucking is. And you're going to fucking open up a comic shop here?
Orphanages are never fucking downtown. They have them way the fuck outside of town because nobody wants to look at them.
Yeah. It's fucking gross. Especially fucking 68-year-old orphans.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and you killed my mama. Now I'm out for revenge. So it is, Jason. All right. I understand.
Right. So this is not.
This isn't a chainsaw movie. This is a Jason movie with a chainsaw. Like, I don't know if the people wanted to make a chainsaw movie. Because they wanted to make a Friday the 13th movie, but the rights are all mucked up with the lawsuits and what have you. So they said, oh, we're just going to use Leatherface as Jason. And it was fucking weird. They were trying to do this weird gun thing, but they were just tiptoeing the line with good, bad. And in the end, I guess guns win. It's a fucking weird movie. I don't know. It doesn't fit in with the chainsaw movies, that's for sure, but not a lot of them do.
But, you know, like, so there's this whole thing about it. Shit, what was I trying to say? I don't know.
Probably something fucking dumb.
No, something fucking I don't know.
Would you think of Sally coming back? Oh, Mick Garris.
It was pointless. You know, it was pointless to have her come back. It was just like, who gives a fuck?
No one.
Oh, she's been here for so long and like becoming a badass. No, she wasn't. If she was, why not shoot him right in the face? You know, but it wouldn't have mattered because, like, he's fucking.
He's Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just. The thing is, like, with this movie, it's. You know, it's. Now it's just a fucking. Leatherface is just like the slasher that fucking Michael Myers is or Jason is, and he's special.
How don't they get it, Joe?
But
how, you know, it's a family dynamic thing.
Right. But, you know, seven movies later, who gives a fuck? You know, it's like they fucked it up long ago, so who gives a fuck now?
I mean, but it would be nice to get something that would be like, oh shit, this guy fucking did it. This just seemed like a movie that should have came out 15 years ago, like a year before or a year after the Hills Have Eyes remake.
If you like slasher movies, this is a movie for you.
If you like slasher movies and you don't give a fuck about the chainsaw continuity or anything like that, then you'll love this shit.
Yeah, but what continuity? We'll get to that in a bit, Tom. We'll get to that.
Another thing I wanted to bring up was that curly-headed fuck in this movie and how he was just so fucking hateable. I was washing my balls in the shower, and I'm just like, man, I hate doing this. And then I thought, man, I really hated that curly-headed fuck in the new Chainsaw movie. And
you
then
hate
I
washing
thought,
your balls?
It's fucking, dude, they hang so low. I got to lift my foot up so I can fucking grab them and fucking throw them over my shoulder so my fucking shampoo from my hair just run. It's a mess.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen when you get old like my age. So
no.
What? So when you get my age, goddamn.
No, I was fucking, there was a fucking, what's it called? A pasta press, a pasta maker incident when I was a baby. And it's just a mess. They used to call me fucking silly putty nutbag boy. And it made me cry.
I'll keep
but that's okay. That. Yeah. Sure you will, you fuck. Anyways, I was thinking, who's the more hateable character? Fucking Captain Lou Albano's son from Chainsaw or that fucking annoying little bitch girl from Psycho Gorman? So if you got any fucking
say
what you want to say on that.
Nut cunt boy.
Nut crunch, you already fucked it up. As a movie, it sucked. As a Chainsaw movie, it sucked. I get what they were trying to do. Like, yeah, fuck these new age kids and influencers and the fucking woke shit and all that. But I mean, that's kind of your audience. Because as we talked about before, like horror movies and slashers in general are made for children. So you're just kind of saying, fuck your audience. No, because they chopped them all up.
About that shit.
So they get scared about that shit. Okay.
No, seriously.
Well, Joe, what did you think about the homage ending with the self-driving car and the dance?
Well, that was dumb as fuck. And then we had the dude walking back to his house. Like, why didn't he walk back to his house like 50 years ago?
Why is that house still
there? Is that house still there? Yeah.
No one bought it? They didn't tear it down?
Tear it down or do shit?
Because it was the scene of grisly murders. Yeah. You remember the song at the end they played?
I did.
It was like some weird dance song. And then they just added a into it. Lori was so disgusted with the movie. And I just kept going. Yeah, she was fucking not having it. Because it was a piece of fucking shit.
Lori is such a harsh critic on everything, though. You know?
I'm on some stuff, but she's pretty spot on a lot. Yeah, this was... I mean, if you don't care about... I don't even know, dude. Because this series, we watched them all now, and it's just so, we'll talk about it in a minute, but it's just, man. Jim Siedow really
fucked
up by getting
dead. Let's hurry up and
get
to that.
Dead.
Okay, so I didn't want
to. So would you recommend this movie, Joe?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would recommend it. I think people need to watch it. If you've seen... just like maybe the first one or whatever, and like you're young as fuck, you're not listening to this show, then yeah, you're probably going to dig it. But we're going to get into that.
Who'd you watch this with?
We're going to fucking rank them. We're going to rank them.
Joe, who'd you watch this movie with?
By myself.
Oh, you didn't watch it with the children's?
No.
Oh, shit. All right. That could have been good. All right, never mind. Rank them hoes. Rank them hoes now.
Okay, at number one.
No, you got to go from the fucking start from the bottom. Now we're here.
Really?
Yeah, man. Worst of first, you fuck.
Okay. So we got 8 movies, right?
I don't know. Hold on. Hold up. We got 9.
Okay. Well, I only got 8 on my list, so fuck it.
You fucking drunk. Who are you, Kyle?
Hey, Kyle. Love you, brother. At number 8, I have TCM The Beginning. One of the worst piece of shit they've made with this. Now, I want to preface this whole fucking list saying that they should have never made any sequels to this movie. And like me fucking making this list, it's like, which one do I hate the least? And which one do I hate even worse? And which one, you know, because all these sequels suck.
Okay, just go on, you fuck.
All right. So I did that. What's your number 8, Tom?
No, I got a number 9.
Well, fuck you then.
My number 9 is the second Leatherface movie where they're in a mental asylum and it should have been the fat guy, but it wasn't the fat guy. Go fuck yourself. You know, if it wasn't a chainsaw movie, it would be forgettable as fuck. But it is a chainsaw movie, so fuck you. And then my number 8 is The Next Generation. Like I said, I try to watch this movie every couple years or so, and I just fucking can't get into it.
It's an experiment, you know?
Like, I've had many conversations with the fucking dude who played Leatherface. Not the fucking, the stunt guy who fell down and everyone laughed at. And I still can't get into it. So, Joe, what's your number 7, I guess?
My number 7 is TCM 2. And I don't even know what I'm saying when I say that, because I don't fucking know. What's that, the second movie?
Which one was that? That's the second movie with old Chop Top.
Yeah, fuck that. Stupid.
Well, my number 7 is the original Leatherface movie where it's boring as shit and they cut away from anything that happens. Go jump in a lake, you fuck. Come on now.
Okay, so my next one, my number 6. Oh, you know why I didn't like TCM 2? Because it was a comedy. It was fucking stupid. And it made a fucking mockery of everything. Now I remember which movie it was. It's just a piece of shit. It's like, oh, let's turn it all into a comedy. It's fucking dumb as fuck. Turn the greatest horror movie ever made into a fucking stupid comedy. Anyway, the next one, TCM, The Next Generation. Holy shit, was that fucking dumb. God damn. You know what? The only fucking merit I give this one is at least it had some tits in it.
Did it?
Only, yeah. What's her name that was in the fucking little trailer park? She flashes her tits outside
the window. But I don't think they show them.
They do.
I don't think they do, Joe.
I recently rewatched this. You didn't, Tom.
I did. I watched it the same week you fucking watched it.
That's because you don't like tits. You never pay attention to tits, Tom.
I did, and that's why I don't. I'm gonna get a beer. While Joe shows up, fucking goes to get a beer, I'm gonna explain to you why he's a fucking tit head. Head on over to D-W.
Because I like tits.
Joe's back.
Who doesn't like tits, Tom?
Gaming.
He doesn't like tits. You know what Tom likes is balls. Good old balls. Flapping on his glasses and everything. So, Tom, you didn't notice the tits in that movie. Big surprise. What was your next one?
Which one?
I just did 6.
My number six is Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022. It's right in the bottom of the middle. I talked enough about it.
Yeah.
Joe, what's your number five?
It's TCM 2003. I don't even remember which one this was.
But it's the remake with Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, with Arlie Ermey. Eh. You know. Eh. You know, fuck draft Dodgers or whatever.
No, no, that was the beginning.
Well, whatever, because they fucking blend into one another.
They're the only ones that feel like they're fucking in the same continuity.
I guess so, yeah.
So good for them on that, I guess.
They won.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say anybody won, except the mafia, whoever's collecting the money for those.
Yay, we got warm. It's a chainsaw money.
Joe, number five,
mm-hmm.
The beginning, because of those fucking draft Dodgers and shit. What's your number four?
You know what? I give Tom a lot of shit, but I love him. He's a dumb fuck. Yeah. So number four, I have a Leatherface. The one that shouldn't have been a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, and that's why it's so fucking high, because it shouldn't have been up here. You know? Fuck it. It's a good movie without being that.
I'm pretty shocked that number four is what it is, but my number four is Do Your Thing, cuz holy shit, is that line a piece of fuck. But after seeing what they did with New Age Old Man Leatherface, they did much better Old Man Leatherface in the whatever version this was. A lot of cringy fucking shit in it, but at least it wasn't the 2022 one.
At least that, right, brother?
This is a lot of... This series is a lot of fuck. Yep. If you ever wanted to fuck a dead dog, go watch all the Chainsaw movies. Shit. Joe, you ever hear of the Digital Entertainment Network?
So at number three, Tom.
What's up?
I have Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D. So, yeah, we have a chick in here that's very bouncy, and it makes this movie very watchable. But as bullshit as it is, it tries to be a sequel. All these other fucking movies before it did not try to be a sequel. They would just, like, yeah, whatever.
Well, one of them did.
Yeah, fuck it. This one did. A stupid sequel, but it's good. And it's got some bouncy tits in it. And it's, you know, that makes it okay.
It makes it okay.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, my number three is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with Arlie Ermey.
You love that guy.
Girl's a little wet down here. What you boys been doing to this dead body? Tee-hee-hee. I just love filth and grossness just for the sake of saying it in hopes of getting a laugh.
And you hate women.
Stab hoes to death. Kill them till there ain't nothing left. I don't know what to tell you. Shouldn't have been born broads. Don't look at me like I did something wrong. It was you, ho. Shit. What's your number two?
At number two, I have TCM 2022. this most recent one, probably because I just watched it, is the closest one to being a fucking real sequel. None of the other ones are a fucking sequel to this. This is not a good movie. It is a fucking Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees movie. And I think that's why so many people are liking it. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, it's so fucking great. But it's not. It's not fucking good. But it's also like Texas Chainsaw Massacre needed a fucking sequel. And none of the sequels are good. But this one at least tries to fucking play it off as something. You know? It is what it is. You know, and a lot of old people like Tom, you know, they're not gonna dig it. They're just gonna like be upset about it, and they're gonna like, you know, probably stick a dildo up their ass and like, hey, what should I do? How should I react to this? You know, and they're gonna figure it out, and they're gonna know. And so here he comes back, and let's see what he says. So that's all I have to say about that. Hey, Tom.
What's up, Doc?
So you're number two, I guess?
Is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. After watching all these, I found a newfound respect for the first one. I always thought it was kind of boring. And it is. But it's still better than all those other ones I mentioned. Fucking pricks. I would have thought for sure the remake would have been number two. But it's not. So fuck it. Number one,
the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the first movie was made. It's fucking good. It is. You know, it's played like holy shit. Like if you just fucking walked into these fucking crazy people. You know, and it's like, hey, they're going to kill you. They're going to fuck you up. It's so fucking good. You know, and it was done at a time when nothing like that was, you know, was done. And what pisses me off is like they made a sequel to it that was so stupid. You know, such a piece of shit. Like, let's turn this fucking greatest horror movie into a comedy. Let's just fucking make fun of everything that happened. And yeah, what, you know, it's like, let's just jerk off on it and come on it. And it's like, so Tom, what's your favorite?
Joe, some people call me the Lord of the Harvest. Did you know
nobody
that?
Nobody calls you that.
They do. I'm one of the new health food bunch. Goddamn Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. One of the best movies ever made. Boy, is it fun. And boy, do I love it. They took the fucking first one and said, all right, you fucks, we're going to throw some money and some funny at you. And they said, okay, as long as you don't mind me drinking on the job, I'm going to make this movie. And they did. And I love it. And I'm going to butt fuck me a nubbins one day. Yes, Joe. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Not just the best Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, but one of the best quote-unquote horror movies, even though it isn't made. So, Joe, what is you looking at?
I'm looking at the... seeing if we have questions.
Well, Joe, before you get the questions, you still gotta say, what the fuck is we, what the next series we doing?
So we're gonna start watching the Cube movies.
How many fucking Cube movies is there?
4.
Oh my god. Okay. I might have seen the first one. I don't remember.
Okay, so let me see.
I remember you saying you liked them.
I do. Tom's a real madman. He owns Scott Steiner's workout DVD.
If you think I work out, you're fucked. I get on the fucking exercise bike when I can, but that's about it. But
how I mean, much I lift cheese the fuck is too much shit. Cheese?
I mean, you'll know once it's in there. Hey, Joe.
You like Joe, my uncle who liked wrestling.
Joe!
Had Joe! Me here for 10 minutes tonight.
Joe! What? You like lists, you fuck?
Oh, yeah, we got our lists to go. Fuck, man, this episode's going on. Okay, so Tom had us make a list of things that we can't get no more or some shit. Right?
Tom? Discontinued products.
Okay, discontinued products. So I had Red Dog beer.
I think they still make it.
You can't get Red Dog beer no more.
Really?
No.
Dude, I used to drink that shit all the time. And I'd go, Red Dog. Because I was 17 and cheap drunk.
Cheap as shit. That's why I used to drink it. Me too. Yes. So, McDonald's fried pies. McDonald's still sells pies, but they're not fried. They fucking like air fucking do something to them or whatever. Wang's beer. Fuck yeah, that's that beer that tastes like chicken wings.
You love Wang.
Okay, Habsies. This is a fucking cereal. It was half sweet and half not. Phone booths. There's no fucking phone booths anymore because of Tom.
I was sniping that fuck.
Yeah. Your turn, you fuck.
All right. So, where are we? Okay, here's the list. My first is Marvel Masterpieces. You remember those cards?
Oh, the cards.
Yeah, the fucking really nice painted cards. I heard they brought them back recently, so it's only an honorable mention. But those were great. I think it was like Texaria and some other motherfuckers.
I met that fuck.
Me too.
He smelled like piss.
Did he?
He did. But he did me a great Frankenstein picture.
How much did you pay?
I don't remember.
All right, because I got a Ghost Rider one for free. And then I have Spider-Man SpaghettiOs. They bring them back every so often when a big Spider-Man property comes around. They didn't do it with fucking the movies, but
I've still got 2 cans that we need to eat together.
Hell yeah. They're in cans. They'll still be good.
They will be.
I love animated pastas. They had X-Men ones and shit, dude. They had so many different Spider-Man pastas. I seen the fucking Eltingville Club where they're fighting over the X-Men pastas in the fucking supermarket. I said I had to have that page. And now I have it hanging in my room. It's great.
It's great, brother.
It is. And then I have the Chicken Club Chalupa from Taco Bell. It's fucking great. It's chicken, it's bacon, it's a chalupa, it's got a little ranch on there. Enjoy it. It's Taco Bell. You're drunk, that's why you're eating it, you fuck. Or you're on drugs, I don't know. And then I have Pond Scum. I think you're a little too old for that, but it was little packets that you'd get from the fucking what are they called, gachapon machines, where you put your quarter in and turn it, and then you get a little bubble, and it has something in it. This was like a powder that you'd put in your mouth, and it would make you foam up like you were a rabid dog. And it was to play pranks on people and stuff. Love that shit. And then I have candy cigarettes. Before kids were bitches, you could pretend you smoked, so you got ready for that shit, knew what the fuck you were doing, so you didn't look like an asshole little fuck face. And those, Joe, are my honorable mentions.
Tom, at number 10, I have floppy disks. You used to be able to like save all kinds of shit on floppy disks. And you probably should be able to do it again.
You can with hard drives.
Floppy disks.
You just plug a fucking shit. I can't even do it right here. You just fucking plug this thing in and it'll hold everything you need.
Floppy disks.
No. That's silly, Joe. You're an old fucking man. My number 10, a lot of food stuff on here because I'm a big fat guy. You remember the salad shakers from McDonald's?
You're such a fucking fat guy. Go ahead. It's
like the salad shakers from McDonald's.
I don't believe in a cup. Fuck.
It is because it was in a cup.
You have
you
never
could drive and shovel that in shit your in your life, face. You fuck. I have. I guarantee bullshit. You. Joe, I'm a
what did you throw? A bunch of pasta
I drink
and
a lot,
fucking shit on
and
top
I eat
of
a lot of pasta. But you could be a big fat fuck and still eat salad, you fuck.
Okay.
Just eat a lot of it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now.
Oh, shit. Did you already go? Okay, so I'll say... Where the fuck am I?
Why don't you make a fucking list?
Oh, that was my number 10. Fuck it. So, phone booths.
We're on number 9.
No. Did we do all our honorable mentions?
Oh, shit. Joe's making Kyle look like not a drunk.
No, did we do all our honorable?
We did. We're on 9 now, homo bitch.
We didn't do our honorable mentions.
All right, what are your honorable mentions?
Did you do your honorable mentions?
I did.
Okay, my number 9 is Totino's Pizza, but the round ones. Because now you can only get them as a square Totino's Pizza, and they don't even fucking taste the same. They're fucking weird as shit. But when they were square, that was a good pizza.
I can't even read my shit.
Drunk fuck.
No. Gatorade gum. You remember Gatorade gum, Joe?
I do remember that.
It was fucking great. You had to spit like a fucking mule, but it was fucking good shit.
It was ugly shit. Yeah, you're right.
That I like yellow Gatorade, so that was great.
You do love yellow do. Gatorade in your mouth.
Piss in my hole. Gatorade gum, it was fucking great. Bring it back, you fucking idiots, but not with so much fucking shit you gotta camel it out the side of your fucking mouth. Joe? Number 8.
Number 8, Omni Magazine. This was a magazine that was all about science fiction and good shit and all that stuff. And none of y'all know about it because you're all like fucking dumb. And you don't care about shit. You just play video games or whatever. Didn't read. Fuck y'all. Good magazine.
My number 8 is having sex with women. Isn't that a thing of the past in 2022? Nice big ass. The fuck?
You got married, you dumbass.
That was last year.
Yeah, I know. You got married.
You ever heard of KO? KAYO. It was a chocolate drink that was in a can. However, you'd pull it off the shelf, not in a cooler, in a refrigerator section. Man, I'm sure
my list is all fucked up now.
Yeah, well, that's because you are. Unless you had KO and you're trying to...
So anyway, what are you talking about, you dummy?
KO. KO. Joe, what's your number 7?
Totino's.
You but already said that.
I know.
How can you be so drunk? I'm on beer 14, sir.
Okay, so
get it the fucking together.
Walden Books.
Oh shit! That wasn't a product. That was a store, but I'll allow it. But that still, was shit.
I miss me some Walden Books.
I'd do some mauling.
Did you go to Walden
Books?
Did you go to Walden Books to get Fangoria and shit?
No,
like that?
They had benches set up in the fucking magazine section like they didn't want you to buy shit. So I just fucking plopped down and fucking magazined it the fuck up. I was mostly whacking off the pictures of Sable and whatever wrestling magazines were around that time.
So you like those white-haired bitches.
And they said, young 8-year-old Tommy, why you be masturbating into Walden Books? And I said, because you let me.
White-haired bitches.
Remember that?
Oh, dear.
She will never drown. Sitting in the ghetto thinking about... What are we on?
6. I just did 7, so...
My number 7 is the Zesty Chicken Bowl from Taco Bell. It was good and it was zesty. I'm sure it's the same as the Chicken Power Bowl that they have now, but maybe they don't put the zesty sauce on it. That zesty sauce, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was some kind of peppercorn ranch with taco flavoring in it. It was fucking awesome. But if you've never had the Chicken Power Bowl from Taco Bell, get it. Get 2 of them and ask them for a fucking cup to put it in with a lid so you could shake it the fuck all up and reminisce the fucking mixed salad shaker days or whatever the fuck my number 10 was. Joe?
I got the Shiner Prickly Pear, which occasionally fucking makes an appearance, but it doesn't, not too often. What the fuck, Shiner? Why are you going to make one of your best beers like something seasonal. You don't fucking put out, you stupid fucks?
Because it's seasonal.
No, they're not seasonal because they haven't come out the past 2 years, Tom.
It's because of the pandemic.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you. What's your next one, Tom?
Which one? Hey, Joe. You remember 6. Snapple Elements?
I don't.
Do you remember Snapple Rain?
No.
It was fucking delicious. It was clear as fucking liquor, but it was sweeter. So sweeter. And you didn't get drunk. You just got diabetes. It was good. And I liked it at the time. I'm sure if I drank it now, I'd say, ooh, Lord, that's too spit of sweets. And then I'd fall over and get the sugars or some shit. But it was good from what I remember. I would like to drink a Snapple Rain right now. One that was produced today, not some old ass one. Maybe, depending on the color. If anybody out there has a Snapple Rain, send it my way, and depending on the color, I may drink it. But the fucking plastic shit and everything needs to be on the little pop top. Can't go. So if you got any fucking Snapple Rain tucked away somewhere, fucking, we're fucking 80 hours in and Joe finally decides to fix the frame of his camera. But that's all right.
All right. So, yeah, I have at number 5, BlackBerry phones. Those phones that had a fucking keyboard on them. Fucking great. Yeah.
My number 5 is the grilled stuffed burrito. This is probably the dumbest move Taco Bell ever made. You know, people like the Mexican pizza, but you're all low-class pieces of shit. It was all about the grilled stuffed burrito. Mexican pizza? That's fucking offensive to two groups of people. But the grilled stuffed burrito? That brought joy to big fat boys. So, grilled stuffed burrito? Rest in empowerment.
At number 4, I had the flip camera, which was something I filmed a whole bunch of shit on, you know, at conventions and everything. It was so easy for this thing to you know, film and edit and everything. It was an easy fucking thing, but nah, they fucking got away with it.
You remember Cinnabon popcorn, Joe?
I do. No, I don't remember shit about Cinnabon.
Well, they came out with popcorn that you could buy at your grocery popcorn aisle. It was fucking great. And that was the best goddamn motherfucking popcorn I've ever had in my stupid fucking life. And that probably should have been number 1, now that I think about it, but I'm a goddamn drunk, Joe. So what's your number 3?
At my number 3, it had text adventure games. You remember these, Tom, on computers?
No, I'm not a fucking dork-ass bitch.
Words and
no,
like,
I fucking
it
don't.
It gave you a story, no. And you decided, like, yeah, I'm going to nope. Decide, like, what do I do on this story? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go north.
No, you know, so I guess your number 1's going to be like, choose your own adventure book because you're a
you know,
fucking
the thing
dork.
Is, like, the thing is, like, these games were so good. And, you know, it's like we can't make these games anymore because people are stupid. And they don't want to read. You know, they want to be like Tom. They would just want to play, like, arrow, 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 fuck, fuck, fuck. You know? So, yeah, so they did that. So these games are no more because people are fucking stupid. Hey, Tom, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is arrow, arrow, arrow. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Because I'm fucking stupid.
True.
My number 3 is fucking lame duck. Joe, I'll be right back. I should have done this before, but goddamn you to hell, I gotta drink one. Fuck, and they're discontinued. Fuck.
Are you giving a fuck? Okay, I'm going to go piss too. No, I'm not going to go piss. I should, because I really need to go piss right now. But I got to tell you fucks to go to dwmproductions.net. Check out all the shit he has. It's not a lot. It's kind of stupid. But, you know, he's got some shit that's pretty good too. You know, if you haven't seen his movies, you should probably fucking order one from there. He's got, I don't know if he has a Race War the remake. There might be some, like, bullshit associated with that. But you can get the other ones that he did, you know, because he's done a couple of other fucking movies. And
Joe,
get them.
Fuck
fucking
the
order those movies from
we
his
drank
website.
A few times, and you know you've had this a few times. And what is it? Fucking delicious.
It's pretty good. It's a good beer.
They don't make that shit anymore because they're fucking dumb. So right here, lame duck. I think I got about 8 more cans left.
I'm on my way.
And then that's it. So here we go. 11 below. Go fuck your mothers. Salute, you fuck.
Where are we at? What number? We're at so number crisp. Two.
Crisp.
At number two. I have Ulano Athletic Scarlet Red. Ulano, you fucks, for not making this red, which is my favorite fucking red ink. You sons of bitches. What the fuck are you doing? You fucked me over. It's the best red out there, you stupid son of bitches. I don't know. I'm upset. I'm upset about it. Fuck you.
Well, my number two is also another fantastic beer that unfortunately they just fucking discontinued out of nowhere, and I didn't have time to fucking get any of. Joe, this might bring back memories of fucking great beers. But you remember that green can with the wheel that said Slow Ride?
No, it was a good beer. It
was fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make them anymore because they're fucking pieces of shit. But it was a goddamn great beer, Joe. The greatest discontinued beer there is, if you ask me. What's your number one, old pickle dick?
My number one is Ronnie James Dio albums. For some reason, they don't make them anymore.
Joe, are you sitting down?
And I wish they would make more Ronnie James. I don't know why they don't do them. What, Tom?
Sitting in the ghetto thinking about all my homies passed away. I know you're in a better place. And I hope to see you soon someday. I used to hang with my boys. Used to bang with my boys. Snort cane with my boys. God damn, I miss my boys. How could it be? Somebody took cocaine away from me.
Mm-hmm. So?
I can't remember. I'm fucking drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
I know. Number one, Joe. PB Crisps. Those were delicious. Those were fucking delicious. And I still look for substitutes in every grocery store I go to this day. It was like crispy wafer bullshit with fake peanut butter sugary fuck in the inside. And it was delicious. Fucking, they were handing them out like crack at Toys R Us when the new Star Wars movies were re-released, and they were handing out like these little boxes when you bought Star Wars figures and shit with all this promo stuff, and PB Crisps were in it, and they were on shelves for like 6 months afterwards, and then they were fucking gone because they were turning kids gay. So I'd still eat the fuck out of them, but whatever. They were fucking delicious. PB Crisps were fucking awesome. You never heard of these before?
I have not.
They were fucking great. They were just like little wafer things shaped like peanuts filled with like fake peanut butter bullshit. I don't know what the fuck happened, but they canceled them fucking hoes quick. And they said Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, and they said hit the bricks, you fuck.
Was it not anything to fuck with?
No, it wasn't, I guess. I mean, I fucked with them, but I'm a piece of shit, so I don't know.
I guess so.
Yeah. So what's the list for next week, Joe?
Because I can't think of anything. Things that start with H.
Okay.
Anything that starts with H.
H things. What if they start with three H's?
Oh, fuck Triple H. But I know you love him.
Bit of that.
I know you love him. I know you love him.
Well, what if it has four H's in it?
But then I know you love him even more.
Oh, it's a club.
Yeah.
Joe, we got some questions.
Fuck, let me look. God damn, I was hoping you'd forget about that. And I don't think there's questions.
No, there's a bunch. Jake's a lot of comments. Lighten it up.
That's not a question. What's up? Derek Haversisic. What's up, y'all? Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're fucking doing a fucking whatever. let me see, because there's no questions. There's comments. I'm not going to reply to your fucking comments. Okay, Jake Taft says, how much cheese is too much cheese? Go, Joe, go. Fuck, I don't know. But I'm probably going to learn soon because, like, cholesterol, like really hits an old dude. I don't know. And it hits a fat dude, so it's going to hit Tom pretty soon. Tom, are you, like, limiting your cheese intake? Or what are you doing?
Probably doubling it.
Okay, so Tom's just like with his cheese.
Tom gives no fucks.
Not about cheese.
Not about shit, really, Joe.
What's this say? Joe, my uncle who liked wrestling, hello, had me pinned down for 10 minutes straight. That's not a question, Jake.
That's just about how you got molested, sir. Yeah,
had you pinned down and fuck you.
Hey, podcast, nobody listened to you. Listened about this time my uncle molested me. Fuck my 7-year-old.
Jake Taft says, my question is Joe P already? Ha ha! I will, dude. I will. So anyway, Tom.
Seal. I don't give a fuck.
Tom.
DWNProductions.net. I have one order on my board right now. So if you want something, now's the time, but you don't, and I understand because I'm a piece of shit. You guys only pretend to support. Joe, where can they get shirts?
FastCustomShirts.com. Your orders have not been coming in, but that's okay. I'm going to go to Horror Realm in 2 weeks. Hey, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, come out there.
I'm sorry. Not,
fuck you. Anyway.
Hey, FastCustomShirts.com, t-shirts, go look at them, DWNProductions.net, go there, fuck yourself, boy gab. The sound, children.